Chris Walls and Janet Larson with you, Fremont's Morning Mix. And with us this morning, Julie Sleister from Lifehouse and CareCore. And a lot going on there. You're going to have a big ribbon cutting coming up here real soon, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're very excited. Good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful Thursday. Yeah. Good to see you guys. On September 8th. Governor Pete Ricketts is coming to participate in the ribbon cutting of our housing trust fund units. If you remember, I talk about those quite often, but we received just over $3 million in 2018. And through the time it took to get through the flood and the pandemic, they are officially done. People are in. We have three more families moving in this weekend. So we're celebrating that with a ribbon cutting on the 8th. It's a Thursday at 4 p.m. The community is welcome. We will be doing a celebratory toast. It will be with sparkling apple juice. So if you are a fan, please come join us. Or if you'd like to see the apartments, they will be open. You can walk through and look at them. Or if you just want to say hello to the governor, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Are they full? Do you still have some room?
We do. I think now we will be at 3 and 5, 8. I think we have 5 open.
Okay. So if somebody would want to see if they qualify for that, just get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Just give us a call at the shelter, 402-721-3125. You can, or just stop in and grab an application, fill it out, bring it in, and Josh will give you a holler, and we can go from there.
Good deal. Yeah, and that's all part of the plan. I mean, that's a place to start and then move on to the next level, right?
Absolutely. They are considered very low income. So what that means, it's like 30% of the area median income. There are also 50%, 80% units in Fremont. So, yeah, if you start at the 30 and things go well, then you can move yourself up, and eventually be able to rent a actual house or buy your own home.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
What a neat program.
I know. It is a really cool program. If someone is struggling right now and they're thinking, well, gosh, I can't even make rent right now, is there some assistance still available?
Yes, absolutely. Our prevention program, we're still working with the ERAP dollars. It's a program that came out through COVID, that is coming to a close. So if that's something you've thought about doing and haven't done yet, please give our case managers a call. Otherwise, if you know that program leaves, we do have other funding sources to be able to help people with their rent and utilities so they can use their income for health bills, or to fix your car or whatever comes up that you aren't planning on.
Okay. Yeah. Get a hold of them. Pantry. I know. Is it close? Or getting close to being done?
It's getting closer to being done. We did get our new walk-in cooler and freezer. And we used to have, like a 12 by 8, maybe 10 by 6, I don't know, freezer. But the size of this one is literally a studio apartment.
Wow.
It is incredibly cool. So we will no longer need the 20 inefficient chest freezers we've been using for the last 40 years. So those will be going. If people are interested in a chest freezer, we will be giving those away at a free will offering. So keep that in mind. But we're excited to be doing that because this is going to be incredible. We'll be able to save so much time. Susan and Raul can just pallet food in and drop it, and rather than trips in and out. So we're very excited.
Yeah, that'll make a big difference.
Yeah.
And your space will be so much more usable. Even folks from the outside could be able to use it, right?
Absolutely. We are building a teaching kitchen. There's 6 stations for learning and then a teacher station. So that will be available for life skill classes. People can come in and learn how to cook the food we are able to offer. Or if you are looking to find a place to do meal prep or host a party or something like that, it will be available to the public too.
Good deal. I know before we got on the air, Janet asked about volunteer opportunities.
Oh gosh, yes. We are always looking for volunteers. We would love to have people, individuals or groups, come in. There are opportunities at the thrift store where you can sort through the stuff that comes in, hang clothes, do new designing, whatever you like to do, run the cash register, food pantry. We always are looking for people to help box up the food that we give out to people or restock, things like that. And at the shelter, we can keep people busy working in the kitchen, working in the storage room, helping at the front desk, to answering phone calls and greeting people as they come in. So, yeah, and anytime. The shelter is 24/7, so mm-hmm. if volunteering for you is something that needs to be done in the evening, we can make that happen.
Do you have some needs right now at the shelter or specific items?
I'm going to tell you the
towels?
Same thing. Yes. Yes, towels. Please, we are looking for towels. And deodorant and razors seem to be the hard thing to keep in for us stock.
All right. I think we've covered just about everything here.
I think we have.
Yeah. We're looking forward to the ribbon cutting coming up on the 8th, and be good to celebrate that. I know when you started, you guys, when you applied for the, even applying for the grant, you're like, what are we doing? How do we do this?
Yes.
And it's a learning process, it's really turned out to be awesome for the community of Fremont.
Yeah. And yeah, they're just beautiful units.
Yeah. I don't know what they look like on the inside, but you drive by on the outside and they're gorgeous.
Yeah. There's the washer and dryer included.
Nice.
The bedrooms are upstairs, and there's a little bit extra space in the hallway, so it could be like a toy area or a small office, or it's usable space. So it's, yeah, they're just really nice. There's a back little patio, and we did put fences between, like a privacy fence. So if you are out on your back porch, your neighbor's right there, you aren't, you know, you have a little bit of space.
Yeah, you have some space. Yeah,
very
that's good.
Nice.
Yeah. Again, how can people contact you, Julie?
Give us a call, 402-721-3125. Or we do have a website, which is lifehousene.org. Or we are on Facebook at CareCorps.
Very good. All right. Thank you,
yes,
as always.
Thank you.
A pleasure.